Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So for those of you new to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. I would love to hear how you found this podcast, or if an episode was shared with you by someone that you know. I would love to for you to leave me a comment. Just to let me know how you found out about the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Leave me a comment, or you can send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. And to my veteran listeners, I have not forgotten about you either. Thank you so much for being a regular, for tuning in. Thank you so much for your continual downloads. And also remember this to my new listeners and to my repeat, my veteran listeners, please remember to share this podcast. Leave comments to let me know also what your takeaways are. I'm always so interested to know how you are applying what you've heard here on my platform, or just if there are things that I say that just confirm or just reiterate what you already know about yourself, about your life, about your vision, about what you have planned for yourself, about what you're stepping into. I'm always interested to know that. But let's get into today's show. So I'm excited about this topic today. Well, I'm excited about all topics. So I'm excited about this topic too, this show today. So here's what I want to say first. So I'm all for, well, let me tell you this little story first. I was having a conversation about, let's see, maybe about a month ago, it doesn't really matter, but recently I was having a conversation with someone, and this individual was just telling me about, well, actually we were talking about just all the different platforms that are out there for people to either start a business, share their business, share ideas, whatever it is that you're doing, or just maybe you don't have an idea. Maybe you just want to share your life. Maybe you want to create your own reality show in some kind of way, whatever it is. But we were talking about just the many platforms that just exist out there, and it's just endless, countless platforms. And so this individual started talking about their idea to have a platform or use an existing platform to help other parents, you know, manage their time, you know, with their kids, especially younger kids, kids underneath the age of 10, younger than the age of 10. And this individual was talking about how they're considering, you know, just getting started on YouTube, just starting with a channel there. And I'm very intuitive. I don't try to, but I do have a gift to go beyond what someone is saying and tap into how they are feeling. And I could tell by this person that they were excited about their idea, but not really sure. They were unsure of themselves. They weren't really confident if they could do it, if they could make it happen. They were a little bit scared, but they continued to talk. And I was excited to listen to this person talk about their idea. And then at the end of, you know, the topics that they wanted to talk about, based on the idea that they had, at the end of the discussion, this person ended with, you know, well, I'm just going to do some more research. Now, you know, at first I thought not to say anything. And then I thought, no, I'm just going to say this. I said, why do you need to do more research? You already know what you want to do. You already have an idea. I said, you can only do so much research. Just make a video. Just do a video. Just put it out there and see what happens, and keep doing it and see what happens. If you start doing it and you change your mind and decide that may perhaps YouTube is not the platform that you want to use, okay, then don't keep using it. Find another platform. But I my focus here is on the last thing that the person said was, well, I'm just going to do more research. So here's the thing. Listen, I will never tell someone, don't have a plan. I will never, you know, tell someone, oh, don't have a strategy. I'm all for having a plan. I'm all for having a strategy to pursue anything. But if not having a strategy, or if looking for the next strategy, or looking for more information, or doing more research is stopping you from taking the next step towards that vision, towards that idea that you have for yourself, you are making an excuse. You are making an excuse. You don't need any more information. You don't need any more information. If you're telling yourself that you need a strategist before you start, or you need a strategy before you start, here's the thing. You need to own that you are afraid, and that is the reason for your procrastination. It's okay to say, yeah, I'm recognizing this fear. It's not that I need more information, but I'm recognizing that I have some self-confidence that I need to work on, or I have some fear that's trying to keep up that's causing my procrastination. Just be honest about that. It's okay to, fear is not a bad thing. Fear is not a bad thing. And I also want to say this, your relentless search for the more information, your relentless search for that next business strategy is actually causing a block. It's causing a block to your vision. Is causing a block to your intuition and you trusting your own internal guiding system to give you the next step, because you are too busy looking outside of yourself for what to do next. Your energy is so focused on getting more information. You have this limiting belief that if I could just find the next strategy and the next five steps towards, and you fill in the blank, instead of trusting yourself, trusting your idea, trusting your internal guidance system, all the answers that you need, all the information you need, any answers that you need, they're staring at you in the mirror. You keep asking your questions such as, you know, how do I get to the next level, or how do I make this idea happen? What you have to understand is that you are a channel to create something that is unique, over the top, extra, something that cannot be duplicated. And I'm going to repeat this. Oh, also, you're going to notice, for my listeners who've been here, you already know this if you haven't recognized already, but to my new listeners, I intentionally repeat things. So I'm going to say this again. Your relentless search for more information, your search for the next business strategy is blocking your internal guiding system. Rather than trusting in your own experience and in your own point of view, you're continually searching for an answer outside of yourself. That is a limiting belief. If you're telling yourself, oh, I just need that strategy, I just need that, those five steps, I just need those three steps, that is a limiting belief. It is a limiting belief, and it's keeping you further from that next vision that you have for yourself. All right. You are the strategy. All the experience, everything that you have lived, your experiences, the way that you have experienced life, the way that life is happening through you, that right there, that culmination of experience is all the information that you need. You telling yourself that you need more information or you need to do more research, it's only causing paralysis to your dream, which leads to this thing where I'll actually reserve a complete episode for this, but making comparisons. When you're searching outside of yourself, it only causes you to compare your experience with other people. All the information you need is to be gleaned from your own experience. All right. Don't let your experience, let me just say this. We all have those experiences. Some of us are perhaps maybe experiencing something right now where you're thinking, I know I'm going to thrive on the other side of this. And I will not keep this to myself. I'm going to use this experience and tell everyone, share it with everyone so that it can help someone else. You may be going through that right now. Don't let your experience go to waste. Use what you have. Use what you have right now, internally and really and physically what's in front of you. Use what you have to move into that higher level of living and being and doing. Use what you have right now to move you into that higher version that you have for yourself. So we'll go back to my story, my example of the individual with the idea. It's an idea to create a platform, to create help for other parents with smaller kids on time management. Because see, what can happen too, if this individual continues to keep searching for more strategy, doing more research, what can happen is, I mentioned earlier, it can lead to comparisons, which can also lead to that other limiting belief that says, oh, well, there's too many people doing the same thing you're doing. Too many brands are doing the same thing. Too many of this, too many of that. That's like an author saying, you know, that's like an author saying, having this beautiful story and refusing to put her story into a book because there's too many books out there. Doesn't that sound ridiculous? Well, that's what we do when we tell ourselves that we have to do more research and it leads into comparison. Can you see the spiral? That doing that, that looking constantly looking outside of yourself to get the push that you need into that next level for you. Can you see the downward spiral that that can cause? So stop the relentless search for the next strategy. Stop with the research. You need no more. All the information, all the research, the material that you need is in the life that you have lived up to this point. Listen, the show is called Where Dreams, well, the Tamra Tamu Show, Where Dreams Have No Filter. Where Dreams Have No Filter. It is time for you to trust what you know. It's time for you to trust your internal guiding system. Now, you'll hear me reference God, Spirit, Universe, Infinite intelligence. I use all of those terms. All of those have meaning to me. So you can use whatever term that you want to use. I don't necessarily, you know, this show is not I don't call it a spiritual show. However, I do talk about those things because I know that we are spiritual beings. All right. We are a channel for spirit. We are a channel for God. We are a channel for dreams to be experienced and expressed through us. All right. So one of the reasons why the subtitle, Where Dreams Have No Filter. We are put here. Think about the ideas that come to you. Think about the ideas that you have. Think about the visions that you have. You have those for a reason. You have them for a reason. They don't just exist to just exist within you, okay? You have them for a reason. And you have everything that you need right now, today, in your experiences that you've lived. You have what you need right now to pursue. So, thank you for listening. Please share this episode. Leave me a comment. All right. Let me know what you took away from this episode. Also, too, let me know what you're working on. Let me know what that next vision that you have for yourself is. Let me know what actions that you're taking. Let me rephrase that. Let me know what inspired action that you're taking to get to that next level that you have for yourself to obtain that vision, to wrap your arms and embrace the audacity of your vision. Please let me know that. We are in this together. You know, I want this to be a platform and a podcast where you can, not for me to tell you what to do. Again, this is not about me. You'll never find, and I've said this before, on this platform, on this podcast, you will never hear me give a three steps to do this or five steps to do that. You're not going to find that here. My purpose in this podcast is to remind you of who you are, for all of us to stay empowered to live out that highest vision that we have for ourselves, to use our voice, to understand that we have the power of our words to create the life that we want. This goes beyond manifestation. Okay. So I am so glad that you were here. Again, share this episode with your mom, dad, sister, brother, friend, bartender, hairstylist, okay, apparel stylist. You get the idea. All right. Well, thank you so much. Until next time, cheers to you.